And where you're calling in from, please give us your name.
Prudence Ingram, Atlanta, Georgia.
Good morning, Atlanta, Georgia's in the house. Welcome to the Master's Call. Take a few more shout-outs. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Cynthia Smith, Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, Cleveland, Ohio's in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We praise God for each and every one of you this morning. I tell you, it's always exciting to hear you be a part of what God is doing here on the Master's Call. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and again, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. J, we always include her. She's been such a blessing with us. We are just saying that we celebrate Jesus, and as the Master's Call family, we thank each and every one of you for being a part. We're going to go out to Chicago and to our prayer general, Miss Amber Estes. I see you're on the line. Will you please come and open us up with a word of prayer?
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can, dear, loud and clear.
All right. Praise God. We just thank God for another day. As we go to the throne of grace boldly, God, your word said, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. God, we come into the volume of the book that is written on us today. And so, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood covering. We thank you that your angels are already ascending and descending according to your word. God, we sit in the third heavens, and the second heavens, we close those gates that in the earth realm, God, we receive your anointing and your power, Father God, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we're thankful, Father God, that the death angels passed each and every one of our sights, God, because of the blood covering, Lord Jesus. We're thankful, Father God, for strength and health and healing, God. We're thankful, Father God, for the activities of our limbs, for full clothing and shelter, God. We thank you for salvation and being in the kingdom of God. God, we have not chosen you, but you chose us, God, according to your word, even before the foundations of the world. God, we thank you for this master morning call, another day, Father God, on a Friday, God. Father God, that your anointing will be burning with moving power, destroying, yoke-destroying power by your anointing, by the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, come in and baptize this call with your fire and saturate this call in the lines, Father God. We submit ourselves unto you as never before. God, we thank you for the host, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, and Dr. Joycelyn, and blessing Tiffany as she covers it too. We thank you for the artist family, Lord Jesus. We thank you for each and every person, whether artist or part of artists or not, God. God, because we come wanting to hear your word. God, saturate the woman of God, Lord. Download to her what you have for the body of Christ on today. God is all about seeking you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. God, we put a demand on the anointing and the woman of God. God, we thank you for the rhema word. We don't look for nothing else but what you have set in time and order. We come against and bind the hand of the enemy, come against any airwaves and frequencies. God, the highways and the byways already been hijacked for Jesus spiritually as well as naturally. So, woman of God, come with rivers of living water. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we receive it in Jesus' name as we decree and declare it. Hallelujah. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, prayer general, for strategically setting up the heavens each and every morning. You pray, we praise God for the anointing. I tell you, if you don't feel Jesus now, you just dead and we need another resurrection. Thank you, Miss Amber. We appreciate the God in you. Now, we just want to, again, thank you for being a part of the Master's Call family and a part of what God is doing in our Artists International family. And for our other guests who are on the line, we also are so honored that you saw fit this morning to be one of the eagles that gather together for the vision and the heart of God. we have a mission statement that we believe, according to Habakkuk 2, to keep the vision in front of you so that you understand why we have this call and our reasons that God gave Dr. PK and I from the very beginning was that this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We're all about enriching our lives, that we know that we're saturated in the Word and that we know we're fortified with Jesus, that we can go on and do and be that minister in the marketplace, that we are to enhance on this call. Enhance means to add, to enlarge our borders so that we see with eyes of faith that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And by listening to the Word of God, the rock, the Word that feeds us, nourishes us, strengthens us, we have then the dunamis power. We're his living epistle, and we walk in the exousia authority to go out and make a change, be an influence in our marketplace. The scripture that God has given us for this journey each and every day can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And every morning we cry out to God on this line in one accord, in one voice, with one message that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So again, with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this fantastic Friday morning, we thank God for you being a part of what God's doing. We have a Fireball who's with us each and every Friday that has been such a blessing to our family, and we want to get her up so that she has plenty of time. But just a few announcements before we do, for especially you first-time listeners, we want to encourage you to visit our website. There you'll find a rich, thorough arsenal of all the messages where you just click on a link and listen and just feed yourself. Like great Jehovah says, feed me till I want no more. I tell you, there's some anointed words that will encourage you, inspire you, direct you. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Please avail yourself to go and visit our website. And I tell you, let others know, be the evangelist in the marketplace to spread the word that we're here each and every morning. And there is a word from the Lord there. We also know that one of our mandates, our assignments, is to pray. When Dr. PK and I became part of this artist family, we didn't ask for it, we didn't look for it, we were just grateful that God saw fit to let us be people that would always speak the heart and the mind of God and pray. And people call us all the time to pray. We have a group of prayer warriors that we considered it an honor to pray. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So please feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We'll take your prayer requests, and I assure you we will bathe them with the Word, and we'll watch God show up and show out. If you have a praise report, give us that too, or just want to let us know you're there and you're enjoying what God is doing. Please let us hear from you. We also are announcing and reminding those that on June 29th, our co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is retiring after serving so faithfully in the United States Army there in Fort Carson, Colorado Springs, and we're celebrating her years of service to the military. If you can't go to Colorado Springs, we're hoping that as many of you can, please go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and just shoot her a word of encouragement and let her know how much you love and appreciate her. And if you want to send something and be a blessing to her, let us know that too. We'll give you further information. We are excited about who she is in God, to this call, to the artist family. And, you know, we don't want to just tell people and say it at the end, but say it now where she can hear it and enjoy it and be blessed by it. We are all drawn together on this call because of Artists International. So we encourage you to go to your website and read in your back office all about the announcements with artists. I tell you, there's just so many exciting things going on. So please avail yourself, artist family, to your back office. And now our Fireball Incorporated. I tell you, from the north side of Milwaukee, she has been a blessing to this call. And during Dr. Roberts' sabbatical, she has just stepped up to the plate. I love to call her my evangelist of evangelists, because whenever she speaks, you hear the glory of God, the fire of God, the word of God always come out of her mouth. Her and her husband have been a blessing. He ministers on Tuesdays, and I tell you, she sends us out shouting and praising on Friday. Without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, who we affectionately call Dr. J. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me clearly, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear, and the floor is yours.
God bless you this morning, and I honor the Lord for every one of you that are on this call this morning. Welcome this morning to each and every one of my artist family, and I want to give a loud shout-out to Aunt Shirley and Uncle Jesse calling in from Houston, Texas this morning. Oh, clap your hand, oh, ye peoples. Shout unto the Lord, because he is about to give us a voice of triumph, because we already know his right arm has already got us victory. I want to go right into the word this morning. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about making our enemies turn their back, and we started out with recognizing your enemy, and then came last week with what benefits will your enemy bring. And this morning I want to end this particular teaching with your defense against your enemy. Your defense against your enemy. We have a defense against the enemy. And we don't have to act like them. We don't have to talk like them. But we do have a defense that comes from the Word of God. And that's where I want to go this morning. I want to just say that it is a lot of scripture this morning that I have to give, and I'm asking that you will go on and write these scriptures down so that you can get a chance to go back later and go back and look through them, read them, and meditate the word. Psalm 16, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to also give you right now Psalms 62, which is going to be, if the Lord allows me to get to that at the end. That's the closing scripture. So I want to go on and give you that. I'm going to open with Psalm 16, and I'm not going to read all of those verses, but verses 1 through 11. And I want to start out with some things we must know and settle before going into battle. Before we go into any battle, we must know and settle some things before going into battle. I want to say first, right up front, every storm, every trial, every problem, every enemy looks small when we see them through the eyes of God. I don't care how big the giant look. It might be a Goliath if you're looking at it through your own eyes. But if we would get the eyes of the Lord now and bring it in on the scene, that storm, that trial, that enemy, that Goliath, that problem will look very small. Let's look at Psalms 16, verse 1. It says, David talking, he says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." Number one, we must know before we go into battle that God will preserve you and I. If you are on this call and you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, God has already given us the complete confidence that he will preserve us. To preserve a thing means to hedge it in, as with thorns. It also means to protect. God is your protection this morning. I don't care what the enemy says or what the enemy tries to do. Go in knowing that God is your protection. Number two, let's look at verse number 5, same scripture, Psalm 16, verse 5. It says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup, and he maintaineth my lot." That word maintain means to safeguard. And so I want to tell you this morning, sometimes we can't always safeguard what is ours, but the Lord can this morning. Even when you put the right security system on things, sometimes folks can go in and bypass that. But if we will allow God to safeguard what it is that he has given and entrusted into our hands, he can do it. In the New Living Translation, it says it this way, Lord, you alone are my inheritance and my cup of blessing, and you guard all that is mine. Glory to God. Ah, glory, glory. He will guard. He will set up a garrison around everything that belongs to you. These are just some things we must know as we go in. The devil can't take what belongs to you. God will guard it for you. The next thing that we need to know and settle before going in is in verse 7, and it says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. The Lord will counsel you. Stop running to everybody else for counsel. Get in the face of the Lord. Get in his word. And God has assured us he will counsel us, even during dark and troubled times, even when it looked like it is a midnight. You know, that word midnight in the Greek, the word lahil, spelled L-A-H-Y-I-L, lahil, is midnight. You know, every one of us have had some midnights, and it looked like morning is never going to come. And the word of God says, although weeping may endure through the night, glory to God, but joy, oh God, this morning, joy comes in the morning. I don't care what your midnight has looked like, glory, you might be in a midnight season in whatever you're going through, but look at it this morning and say, hello morning, morning has come, glory to God. It might be that you got up this morning and your pillow was wet from weeping and crying throughout the night. But I say, go on, touch that wet pillow this morning and tell it, hello, morning. Morning has come. Glory to God. Somebody need to begin to pray. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. I said that you might have had a midnight last night, but there is joy in the morning. Psalms 30, verse 5. Hallelujah. Some other things that we must know and settle before we go into battle. Number one, the Lord is at my right hand. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. God is at your right hand. And you know, when we have set him before us, we shall not be moved. I don't care what it looked like. I say to you and I, being born again believers, we shall not, somebody say shall not be moved, because God, we have set him before us. And then the last verse, well, not the last verse, but verse 9, it says, therefore I've set him before me, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. I like that word, rest in hope. Rest means that you can go and go to bed and go to sleep. Hope means that the fact of security and a feeling of trust. My flesh shall rest, shall go to sleep in hope. Psalms 121 verse 4 says it this way, he that keepeth Israel, he neither sleeps nor slumber. I want to tell you on this call this morning, he that keepeth Israel is not asleep. I decree and declare that he can keep your relationships. He can keep your marriage. He can keep your ministries. He can keep your church activities. He can restore back to you your health this morning. He can restore your finances back to a place that has never been. He can keep your artist business if you're a part of artists. He can keep your team intact. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. Go home. Go to bed. Go to sleep. God is up today. Hallelujah. And I say rest and know that your security is not in you and that your confidence is not in you. go home and get a feeling of trust, knowing that God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Let me give you some things about God's part in our defense, because we're talking about our defense against the enemy. And God has a part to play in this, so do us. And so let me give you God's part in our defense against our enemy. Verse number 10, it says, "For thou will not leave your soul in hell, neither will he suffer his Holy One to see corruption." God will not leave you at a place of destruction. I don't care what it looked like. I say he will not leave you at a place of destruction. And then verse 11 says, "He will reveal to you and I the place and the way in which to travel." There is a path that he is already predestined that every one of us should walk in. Jeremiah 29:11 says it this way, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." There is an expected end that God has for you and I, and that is his defense. Number 3, God will fight against your enemy. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, it says, "For the Lord your God, it is he that goeth with you to fight for you and against your enemy to save you." They might come with disrespect. They might come with dishonor or try to discredit you. But God says, "I will go before you, and I will fight for you." He also gives a word in Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2. It says that when you're going through the water, he will not allow the water to overtake you. When you're going through the fire, he will not allow the fire to even kindle up on you. You won't even be smelling like smoke when you come through it. Got to know this morning that God's got a part that he's going to play in your defense. Number 4, God will supply enough grace to get you through whatever you're going through. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Read it in the Amplified. The Lord will teach you warfare tactics. I said the Lord will teach warfare tactics to you in a way for you to defeat your enemy. Psalms 144, verse 1 in the New King James says, "Bless the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Glory to God. He trains your hand and my hand. You might not know how to fight, but God knows how to fight. He knows what to give you in order that you can kill your Goliath this morning. Number 5, the Lord will fight for you when you are unable to fight. King Jehoshaphat, in the scripture in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, and also read all the way through 2 Chronicles 20 chapter. It says King Jehoshaphat had got to a place. He said, "Lord, I don't know what to do." I say if you are in that place this morning that you don't know what to do, this is a relief for that. The Lord said to him, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude. I know they are arrayed against you." He says, "Because the battle is not yours, but it belongs to me, and God is able and will fight your battle. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord." And then he said, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." I said, the Lord will be with you even when you are unable to fight. He's got this morning. Go to bed. Go to sleep. Stand still. Know that God is the one that's going to fight for you. The Lord will help you, and he will protect you. Psalms 34, verse 7. And I want to give us now our defense in this battle. Take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6, verse 17 says that the word of God is our weapon that we must use to fight. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 through 47. Your battle must be waged in the name of the Lord in order to bring him glory. Matthew 5, verse 44. You and I must love and agape our enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5, verse 46, your obedience will bring a reward. Know this, that that's your defense. Your obedience will bring you a reward. Matthew 10, verse 23, whenever possible, avoid confrontation with your enemy. Matthew 5, verses 39, verse 42, make peace with your enemy whenever possible. James 4, verse 7, when your enemy persists, you shouldn't ignore him, but you should resist him. The word of God said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. First of all, we have to honor God. 2 Samuel 1, verses 9 through 10, the enemy that you fail to engage will flourish and may destroy you. Last two things. Your enemy will not seek to understand you, but he or she will seek to discredit you. Your enemy must be exposed. I say that loud and clear on this call this morning. The enemy must be exposed. You owe it to those who serve with you, who serve under you, part of your upline, your downline, your sideline, even the owners of this company, to expose the enemy. And I say the enemy must be exposed today so that we can kill the Goliath. Last scripture, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18 through 22. If you and I would praise and worship the Lord during the battle, the Lord will set ambush against your enemy. He will tell you and I how to kill our giant. The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous. No matter what kind of danger you're facing this morning, no matter what financial disaster, I know your body might be wrecking with pain, but God knows how to deliver those who walk in obedience to him. He will preserve the way of his saints. Proverbs 2, verse 8. And the last scripture, Proverbs 2, verse 7, he is a shield for those who walk uprightly and integrity. And so I say again, you and I have a defense against the enemy. Go out and go on and slay your giant this morning, knowing that you got the word of God as your defense. And I decree and declare that they are bread for you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you on this call this morning.
Oh, my God, what a word, what a word, what a word. The evangelist brought the word this morning. Your defense against your enemy, I tell you, that should encourage your heart on this Friday morning to know it's a fixed fight and we are going to win. She told us this morning, God will preserve you and I. God will guard what belongs to us. The Lord will counsel us when we go out against the battle, against the enemy. God is at our right hand. Rest in God and trust in God. I tell you, thank you, Dr. J. Our evangelist has brought the rich word of God this morning, and we thank you for that powerful, powerful message. I tell you, your defense against your enemy. All of us got some. And she concluded with reminding us, your enemy must be exposed. Thank you for that rich word this morning. Come on, Miss Robin, and seal this word in prayer. And as we cover and pray for our prayer requests, today is Friday, so we will do our benediction at 7:30 Central Standard Time. But for those of you who have prayer requests, every Friday we do stay on the line and we take those because, again, that is our mission and our mandate. So come on, Miss Robin, and let's seal this awesome word today with prayer.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will expose the enemy. And Father God, just as you said, bless you, Lord, with all our foe and all that is within us, every person that's on this call, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we will not forget any of your benefits. We will stand on your word, Lord God. We thank you because you redeemed our lives from destruction, Lord God. You're the one who healed sicknesses and diseases, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you crowned us with loving kindness and with tender mercies. Hallelujah. You satisfy the mouth of your people, Father, with good things. And their youth is renewed like the eagle. So all of the prayer requests that have come forward, Father, your people have the victory. Miss Martha, Miss Angeline, Mr. Quinn, Mr. Clarence and Chloe May, Father God, Miss Marie, Miss Sylvia and her children, Lord, thank you for protecting us. Thank you, Lord God, for every person that's on this call under the sound of my voice. We will stand on your word. We will walk in your word. We will do your word. We will expose the enemy, Father God, because we are victorious in you. Thank you for protecting us. In Jesus' name, back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing this awesome word and prayer. It is 7:30, and for those who have to go, we send you out with the blessings of God, the favor of God, that this Father's Day weekend celebrate the fathers in your life. Let them know you appreciate their covering, their protection, and for some, hey, it's a walk of faith. Speak it into their spirit. This weekend, we do celebrate the men of God in our lives. We celebrate each and every one of you fathers, even on this line this morning. We thank God for you, and as we always conclude our calls, saying that now it is our opportunity, our mission, and our mandate to go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on our lives. Each and every one of us have a call to be his minister in the marketplace. And for those who want to stay on the line, who have a prayer request, as I said earlier, we do take prayer requests, and I'm going to ask Minister Kathy today if you could be our scribe and take down the prayer requests as they come in, and we would appreciate that. So if you do have a prayer request, if you would hit *6, and we'll put you in queue, and again, we will be more than honored. For those of you who have a heart to pray, love to pray, have a prayer life, we invite you to be a part of our Master's Call prayer team. And all you need to do is send us an email to the Master's Morning Call. Don't text me. Send a message to the email. Email us at the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And our prayer general will get in touch with you, and we'll go from there. All righty. I'm going to say the first 6 digits of your number and then ask you to please give us your prayer request, 813-887. Floor is yours.
Good morning. Joni from Tampa.
Good morning, Joni. How are you?
All right. And I'd just like to ask a prayer request for my girlfriend and her daughter. They're going to Chicago this weekend to see her father. And I just ask God to just keep them safe on the road and camp them angels around them.
What's your girlfriend's first name?
Lois, I'm sorry. Lois and Quisha.
Lois
from Detroit.
And her daughter. Okay. Daughter for traveling mercies. All righty. We've got it. And thank you so much. And we will definitely be praying for God's protection for Lois and her daughter for traveling mercies. Next, Sister Whitaker, 573-628. The floor is yours.
Carlos, you on the phone?
Yes. I got a praise report for my daughter.
Oh, amen. Okay.
For my daughter, LaWanda, she's been having a cyst on her ovary, and she went to see a specialist, and the specialist said she was all right.
Amen. And what was your daughter's name? What's your name?
My daughter's name is LaWanda Hart.
LaWanda, thank you for that praise report for the healing. And we thank you to know that we continue to send the Jehovah Rapha,
yes,
that you stay in divine health. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Whitaker?
Yes, I want y'all to be praying for me because I'm going to Milwaukee next Saturday morning for traveling mercy. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
All righty. She is so faithful each and every morning on our call. First thing, always setting the atmosphere. We love you. We appreciate you as you
travel to Milwaukee, we will definitely be praying for your traveling mercies, traveling to Milwaukee for 2 weeks. Okay, next we have from the north side of town of Houston. The floor is yours.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank you and Dr. PK for this call, as always, every morning bringing us the word. I want to thank Dr. J for just breaking it off this morning by killing your enemy. Thank God for that, because guess what? Yesterday I got a praise report. We went to court with Sister Sylvia. We know y'all been praying for her and her five kids, and the judge decided yesterday that she was going to give her one more chance and let her keep her children. So we thank God for that, that she giving her a second chance with her kids. So I tell you what, this weekend we know it's Father's Day. I want y'all to pray for my papa. He's been doing great, and pray for my family. I know I heard my brother Buddy out there on the phone this morning, so I thank God for him getting on the line this morning. So thank God for y'all. Love y'all, and y'all that have fathers left, y'all do have a happy Father's Day with y'all father. Back to you, Doc.
Hey. Amen, amen. For those of you who weren't aware, we were praying for Marie last week. She has an awesome ministry that serves as advocate for many people, and there was a young lady who had had challenges in her life, and the courts had told her she didn't get it together within certain days. They were going to take her five children, and we were praying for the favor of God. And then the morning that they were going to go to her house and help clean it up, the devil thought he was going tender Marie, and her garage door got stuck where she couldn't get out, and she had all the supplies and everything, and God worked it out, and they got over there and just helped this young lady. So we celebrate that God will be with her and that she will get totally delivered in every area of her life. And y'all just lift her up, because, you know, for us, with five children and a mom, single mom, there are challenges. And Marie, we praise God for you and your ministry, with what you do for those ladies there in Houston. Godmother, Godmother, welcome to the call. What is your prayer request this morning? The floor is yours, Miss Dorothy.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Now I can, loud and clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
I had muted my phone
morning.
Also, trying to make sure. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My one request is that you would call me after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Secondly, I have a friend. First of all, I want to say, if any fathers on the line, happy Father's Day to you. And all of you that have your fathers, happy Father's Day, and please enjoy them. And give them a big hug for those of us that don't have fathers. So we're going to celebrate with you and love on your father with you. I have a friend that's in very in need of prayer. His name is Robert King, and he's going through a lot of challenges, being attacked by the enemy, a lot of court battles, a lot of unnecessary stuff, and I'd ask that you guys would lift him up and keep him in prayer.
Thank you. We're going to be praying, Miss Kathy, for Robert King, the court battles, and keep him lifted up in prayer for the favor of God to be with him. We so celebrate you, Godmother. We thank God for you. She's been such a pillar in our Artists International family and a great member of our Master's Call family. Thank you so much. 708-256, Miss Willa.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. J, for that powerful Rhema word. Oh, my God, I so appreciate it. I have a praise report. Last week I asked you to pray for me, along with me, that my wallet would be found, and praise the Lord, my wallet was found with everything intact.
Hallelujah.
So much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for your prayers.
Amen. See, that's the kind of God we serve, and that's just like the word that Dr. J said, that he will protect us and keep the things that belong to us. Thank you, Miss Willow, for that praise report. We love hearing praise reports. All for my hostess with the mostest, Miss Evangelist Tiffany. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning. I have a praise report, first of all. I thank God because I had a younger cousin who, for the last few years have been going to and from court for domestic violence situation. But as he went in, they had given him a felony. But I received a text to say that that felony has been turned into a misdemeanor. So we praise and we thank God for his favor and for his grace in that situation. And I ask prayer for my family, for one of my aunties has gone on home to be with the Lord. So I'm asking prayer for the Mims family, M-I-M-S family. And tomorrow will be a big weekend for me. Tomorrow and Sunday out here in California, we are determined to put California on the map with artists. So I am stepping out on faith in a vendor opportunity to make sure that we get the name of Artists International out here in Southern California. So I ask that you guys would pray for me and my team that is going out tomorrow, that great things will happen for Artists International out here in Southern California. God bless you.
Amen. So we'll definitely, what was the name of your cousin? That,
his name is... The with the court, Eric Mims.
Yes.
Eric Mims.
Eric. Okay, we'll be praying for Eric and celebrating that the felony was turned into a misdemeanor and praying for the Mims family, for the homegoing of their loved one. And we're definitely praying for Tiffany's artist team as vendors to have success this weekend and from now on even greater success in the Southern California area. Thank you so much. We appreciate how she holds the call down each and every morning, welcoming you, especially you early, early birds on the line each and every morning. Thank God for you. Next, we're going to go to Hotlanta to Miss Rushi. You're on the line.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Dr. PK and Vanessa. And I would like for this request to continue to lift up Pastor PK's husband as of this Father's Day. And I would like for each and everyone to continue to pray for me as I continue to grow my team here in Atlanta, Georgia, the New Money team. And thank you for letting us join the Supreme Team with Mr. and Mrs. Robert Jackson, Nicola. They're doing a great job with us. And we are just growing with the blueprint. And this weekend, we will have Mrs. Maya Angelou at the YMCA in Atlanta, Georgia. They are dedicating the YMCA to the team on behalf of Mrs. Sonia Young, who has joined my team, and she's doing wonderful on the team, and I am growing, ladies and gentlemen. So you all continue to pray for me that I'll be walking across the stage pretty as one of those, what you call our platinum president. So continue to bless and lift me up in prayer and continue to bless our warehouse and the artist family. We love you. May God bless each and every one of the fathers this Father's Day. You all have a wonderful weekend.
Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Rushi. She has always been such a blessing and a backbone for this call. She asked for prayer that we always are lifting up our co-host's husband, Minister Elisha David, as we love to call him, E. David Roberts, believing God for the total healing and restoration in his body, especially this Father's Day weekend. We are praying for Rushi and her team there in Atlanta, her artist team, and she's joined in with Nicola Platinum President, Nicola Robert Jackson, and to pray for their event, a dedication of a building this weekend with Maya Angelou, that all goes well, and to continue to just pray for that new artist warehouse there in Atlanta. She was so instrumental in getting it open, helping them find the location, and just being a blessing to artists. We love you, and we so appreciate you, Rushi. Thank you so much. Next, we have, I think this is a Chicago number, 708-214-8789. 708-214-8. Know that number? Evangelist, welcome.
That's right. That's Evangelist Gwen Bay's number from the Windy City, Pastor Vanessa. Yes,
good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. I want to thank God. I have two praise reports, and I also have, amen, I have a prayer request because I know the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I know God has given me the victory. On yesterday, I had a procedure done, and I am believing that the test will come back all well and that nothing will be found, because that's the kind of God that I serve, that he is my healer. So I'm asking if you all will continue to stand with me in prayer, because I have much, much work to do. Don't have time for anything to get in the way. We have to keep moving in Jesus. And this morning, I'm thanking him. As we are moving on tomorrow, I will be graduating with another certification from the city of Chicago, letting you all know that there were only 4 African-Americans in my class for this tree keeper's class. It is a high certification, and I found out on yesterday all my requirements will bring me to the top of the class, and I want to thank God for that as I'll be graduating on tomorrow. And also, I want to thank God. I had testified yesterday about our church needing that $50,000. I was remiss in letting you all know that I made my $450 pledge through my artist products.
All right.
I want to thank God that I was able to sell enough retail products. The Lord blessed me, a young woman who had gotten out of the business, also blessed me yesterday with thousands of dollars worth of free products that I will be able to retail sell to help on this pledge. And I'm giving God the glory, the praise, and the honor, because he keeps on blessing me. So I wanted to put those 2 praise reports out along with my prayer requests. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. And we will lock in agreement with you that you will get back a all is well doctor's report from your procedure, because you truly do have a lot of work to do. And we're just sending the word of Jehovah Rapha to your body right now. And congratulations on your certification and your graduation from the city of Chicago. I tell you, you're doing such a great work with your outreach there in the community. And then the praise report from selling your artist product for her pledge to her church as they're going through their challenge, because they've already got the victory of $450. She sold all that artist product. So we celebrate that by us doing what she was able to meet her pledge. So I thank God for that. Are there any other prayer requests? That we will go on and close out the call with prayer, and we'll have, I'm trying to see if Miss Amber, are you still on the line? And we'll have you come back in. I want to give everybody a few seconds to make sure that we have all the prayer requests that you wanted to give, because, again, we know that that is one of the assignments, one of the missions, one of the mandates of this call, is to bathe each and every prayer request with the word. Don't see Amber on the board, so I'm going to ask that fiery evangelist to come back and close out our prayer request today. We're praying for Joni from Tampa. Ask for traveling mercies for her friend Lois and her daughter as they travel. Sister Virginia is for her. I mean, Sister Whitaker, yeah, for her traveling to Milwaukee, to your part of the world, for traveling mercies as she comes. We thank God and continue to celebrate Marie's praise report for Sylvia and her 5 kids, and we definitely want to continue to lift up Robert King for his court battles and just to keep him lifted up. We want to pray for the Mims family on the homegoing of their loved one, and Tiffany and her entire family, for her artist venture this weekend as a vendor, and for the success there in Southern California. Continuing to pray for the artist Atlanta warehouse, for Rushi, and definitely for Minister David Roberts and his continued healing in his body. The success of the event with Maya Angelou and their different artist teams there in Atlanta, and then continue to believe God for the praise report
of the healing in Evangelist Gwen Baby's body. So we're going to seal that with the word of prayer and just thank God. And for the unspoken prayer requests that were not given, we'll cover those now in prayer. Evangelist Joycelyn, could you come and please close us out by covering those prayer requests?
Amen. I want to go right back to the word as we seal these different prayer requests. We honor the Lord for the privilege to pray because it is an absolute honor that he would allow us to stand in the gap. The word in Psalms 34, verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And that's the place that I want to go to in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God, this morning as being a good God. You are a merciful God. You are a long-suffering God. You are a patient God. You are a jealous God. And I thank you this morning that you are God for all of us that are on this phone that have made you Lord of our life. So we thank you, Lord God, that your eyes are up on the righteous. And we say that's us this morning. We have a right place and a right standing with you. We're not perfect, but we are the ones that walk upright in you. And because of that, you have already said in your word that your ears are open unto our cry. So God, we thank you this morning that we don't have to come begging and pleading, but we come even as David said it so often, we beseech you, O God, hallelujah, based on your mercy, based on your long-suffering, based on your kindness, based on the things that you have already said that you would do concerning us. We thank you even in advance that you are a God that cannot fail, that you are a God that will not lie, you are a God that will not go back on your word. If you said it, you are a big enough God to perform what it is that you've said. So I thank you this morning that every prayer request that has already gone up before your nostrils, that even, Lord God, you will cause a wind of the Holy Ghost to blow the Ruach of God upon these prayer requests. I thank you even now, Lord God, that even in their midnights, you're turning their morning into dancing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're causing them to know that in the morning, it may have looked all night that it was not going to happen, but we have a new day today, and we again say hello morning, because this morning is a brand new day of new mercy, new day of patience, new day of sanctification, a new day that you have caused us to enter into, and because you've given us this day, your grace and your mercy will take us through this day. Thank you this day that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, we decree and declare that you deliver us out of them all. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for bringing us into a right place and a right understanding with you. Thank you that you're setting our feet in an even place. Thank you that every trick of the devil has been even now distorted in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord God, that you are leading us in a pathway of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Yea, though we walk through the valley, thank you, Lord God, we will fear no evil. Hallelujah. I thank you right now in the middle of all of these things. You are preparing a table for us. And so, God, we thank you that you will do just what you say you will do for us. And we are confident today that you have begun the work. You are faithful, God, to finish the work. So we say, finish the work, Lord God, that you have in every one of our lives. And we thank you for healing restoration for every person that on this call that needs healing, not only in their physical bodies, their minds, their finances, their relationships, in every aspect that we have anything to do. God, we thank you that you are a healing God. So we bless you and we give you praise. We bless you, we give you glory. We bless you, we give you honor. And we say, God, we clap our hands this morning because we know that your right arm has already got you victory. And because you have victory, you live in us. So we have victory in every area. Thank you that we're the triumphant one. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you for sealing that by the blood of Jesus. And we're going to ask each and every one of you now to just go out and have a blessed weekend.
celebrate the fathers in your life. Celebrate the men all around us. We have such a big celebration for Mother's Day, but we want to do the same for our men this weekend. So go out and have a blessed weekend. We thank each and every one of you for being a part of this Master's Family Call. Now you go out and submit and obey to the call from the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.